The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
And worldwide at 991thesportsanimal.com. So much for us to get into here from the Farragut Medic Regional Blood Center. But first, we got to get to Parker. He's been waiting patiently. And his chance to score a Ford from our friends at Ted Russell Ford. Hey, Parker, good morning to you. Let's go ahead. Let's get the simple things out of the way first. Final score, we need to know. How does it play out tomorrow with that noon kickoff between Tennessee and Pittsburgh? Good morning.
Good morning. I got Tennessee winning 31-27.
All right, Parker, hold tight. This is how it works, my man. If John and Jimmy draw your name later this afternoon, and if Tennessee knocks off Pat Narduzzi and the Panthers tomorrow, 31-27, $42,000 Ford Mustang, a 2021 edition, is going to be handed over to you. Keys, the whole nine yards. It all starts, though, with our friends over at Ted Russell Ford. Each and every day, four times a day, and then one winner gets drawn on Fridays for an opportunity to score this beautiful, and I do mean beautiful 2021 Ford Mustang. Thank you again to our friends at Ted Russell Ford.
Absolutely. So it seems like it's about 50-50, people taking Pitt, people taking Tennessee.
Overall, yes, I would say it's leaning more 60-40, people taking Pittsburgh
Okay.
When it comes to who wants a chance to get this Mustang.
Yeah.
So
when it comes to picking with your head, not your heart?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
It's kind of, and you know what's so weird? It's usually not this early in September, where we have listeners who dial up and go, "Boys, I hate to do this," or "Guys, I hate to do this," and you know they're going to go, opposition is going to win. But again, do you want a $42,000 car? If you feel like Pittsburgh right now has got the advantage, you might want to play that into your advantage when making a score prediction.
All right, so here's the thing. You have laid out, I'm going to lay out why I think Tennessee's still going to win this game.
Okay, please.
And then I want you to lay out why you think Pitt's going to win this game.
Got it.
All right, so here's why I think Tennessee's still going to win this game. One, Pat Narduzzi has not beaten anybody that has better talent than him in his career. It just does not happen. If you've got better athletes, you beat Pat Narduzzi. A lot of it's because we want to go toe-to-toe and swing and fight with you, and it's tough when you're punching up a weight class, right?
Yep.
Narduzzi's a good coach. They've lost five games or more 10 years in a row at Pitt. Every year Pat Narduzzi's been there, they have lost five games in a row, and there are a number of years that include underachieving. And so that's part of it. Two, what they hung their hat on defensively last year was getting after you with the pass rush with their defensive ends. And they've had to scrap that completely. Now, they got five sacks against UMass, but a lot of that was on blitzing linebackers, and I think Tennessee's going to have something for them as far as keeping them on their heels where they can't blitz, which means pass rush may be an issue for Pitt in this one because they're not going to be able to blitz like that against Tennessee's team. Three, Tennessee's going to turn this into a sprint, and I don't know if Pitt's built for that, to get into the sprint like that. And Narduzzi has struggled with the teams that run 78, 80, 85, 88 plays in a single game.
Sure.
Narduzzi has struggled with that over the years. The next thing is we didn't see a ton of Josh Heupel's offense against Bowling Green. Against of the bread and butter base, what he does, when it got to 14-6 in the second quarter, and into the first half, he came out in the second half, and that with the H-back that you saw, that's the base of what Heupel does, and they ran the ball right down their throats. Tennessee also over and over again had 8-on-6 in the box and threw the ball because they needed to work on throwing the ball, and Bowling Green would not put that second safety into the box, even though it meant that they had a two-man disadvantage. If Pitt does that, Tennessee will just run the ball 60 times in this game until you run that safety up in there. I think you're going to see a different type of play calling from Tennessee in this game, and I think it will be effective. And I think Pitt does like to hit people. Pitt is going to be physical up front. Ain't nobody can beat 8-on-6. If you're 8-on-6 all day long because of Tennessee's ability with the quarterback to run the football, you're just going to get beat, and I don't care who you are, unless it's ETSU, God love them, fantastic win this weekend against Alabama. 8-on-6, you lose. And if Pitt is either going to give Tennessee the look that they want, or Tennessee's going to run the ball all over them. And I think Tennessee's going to get a win against Pittsburgh this weekend because of that.
Has Pittsburgh never defeated a team that has better talent than they have? Accurate. You are accurate when it comes to that stance that Pittsburgh needs to find a way to beat teams that have better talent than them. Tennessee on paper might have talent, but I'm also looking on paper at what these depth charts look like this week for the University of Tennessee, and I look at who questionable a lot of these players are, in particular on this offensive line, and I think the lack of depth, which has been one of the biggest red flags for Josh Heupel's team in year number one, this is going to be exposed against the Pittsburgh team. There is a lot of blitz packages, and you're right. The offensive line, if there's ever going to be a game where they have to stand out, this is that game. But I think the loss of players like Cooper Mays potentially, who will not play in this game, I think losing a lot of people like we've seen already on the offensive line and who could be out for whatever reason it may be that's already been reported, I will tell you right now, I believe that's a huge concern. And I think that the one thing about Pittsburgh that nobody is pointing out is the fact is simply this. This is a Pat Narduzzi team where they may not win on the scoreboard, but sometimes what they do is they end up winning and they have what I like to call that Alabama two-week effect. How often do you hear from Alabama fans or teams that have already played Alabama, not only do you get beaten up and bruised against Bama the week you play them, but the injuries and what comes after the Alabama game, it is a holdover to the next week as well. For Pittsburgh, have they played a team that has offensive tempo like Tennessee? No. And I think that Pat Narduzzi earlier this week maybe exposed that Achilles heel, that, hey, Tennessee made 88 offensive snaps. We only took 58 defensive snaps against a weaker opponent, UMass. Will, what Pittsburgh does do is they leave around a whole bunch of carnage. So they may not win on the scoreboard, but you're going to be inside getting rehab all week to get ready for next week's game. You're going to be bloodied, bruised, and we're going to see just how deep your roster goes because there will be injuries and they want to go out there and hurt somebody. It's not fundamental football. It's never anything that equates out to a big winning, memorable season, but they will beat you into the ground. Tennessee right now, early in the season, the lack of depth, if they try to play a physical, get beaten to the ground game, we're going to see the last names of players that a lot of people are going to have to dig inside their scorecards and a lot of their game programs to find out who they are. And I think Pittsburgh will end up wearing Tennessee down no matter how fast the offense goes.
And one note that I do want to point out, 2016 Narduzzi did beat two teams that were beat Penn State, beat Clemson. If you remember, that was Chaney's offense. Peterman was the quarterback.
Yes.
So he has not done it since 2016. So it's been a while. Can they do it? Yeah, they could absolutely beat Tennessee. I am worried about Tennessee's depth. You make a fantastic point there because everything Jimmy reported yesterday and then the issues with Cooper Mays and things like that. So I am concerned about Tennessee's depth in this game as well. And if we walk out there and Tennessee's got seven kids that can't play, that's going to be a different animal.
That's kind of going back to the reason why I made the picks that I did.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's just going to be we're going to go into the circle of trust, and we're going to beat each other up, and whoever has the most people standing at the end of the game, we don't care if you get past that final goal line at the other end of the field. We're going to beat each other up no matter how fast or slow you want to play. It's just all about survival tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to compare this to anything but a football game, but Will, I think that you have Pittsburgh who has more depth, more physical players, and I believe that this is going to be about who can stay clean and who can stay healthy. And I don't know if Tennessee can stay clean or healthy against Pittsburgh. That's my reason behind it. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Will, just to name a few places, you can talk about going to get your Eddie check and free PSA blood drive. That's happening in a couple of places. The Walmart and Halls. The Bloodmobile is going to be there from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. The Walmart from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Walker Springs, just down the road from me. They're going to be there today. Also, they'll be here throughout the entire day, more than 12 hours. I should say just short of 12 hours, 6:30 to 6 p.m. here at the location we're at in Farragut. You can even go to the Medic at Ayler Avenue as well from 7:00 to 6:30 today, the Friday before the Pittsburgh game. No better time than now. And we've already talked about putting you on the watch. My man, it took you fewer than a commercial stop set we have here on TSL. You were in, you were out, and look at that. You've got your PSA check.
It was literally during one of our commercial breaks, I went and got the PSA screening. It's that easy to do. And we want to thank Provision Care's Proton Therapy for making Eddie Check happen. They're the proud sponsor of Eddie Check and an advocate for early detection. Proton Therapy, one of the most advanced cancer treatments in the world. Provision is the only location offering Proton Therapy in East Tennessee. It's non-invasive, non-surgical, extremely precise form of radiation. With proton therapy, the protein beam precisely targets the tumor cells, which minimizes damage to the surrounding healthy tissues and organs as well. It's the ideal treatment for prostate cancer, and with use up to 99% success rate with prostate cancers. But I know so many people in East Tennessee that because of Eddie Check with the station have come by and gotten their PSA screening, found out early detection that they had prostate cancer. We were talking to a guy yesterday when we were on remote at the bed store that he went by the Eddie Check, got the screening, found out early, able to get it treated. So many
That's
people,
incredible.
It's happened with East Tennessee. So there's a reason why I just did that during the break. It wasn't just to prove how quick it was, because it is. It's because it's also vitally important, and there are millions of people that, because of COVID, didn't do their regular PSA screening, which means tens of thousands of people have not, have cancer and it hasn't been checked yet. So let's take care of that. Let's get this taken care of for free thanks to Provision Care's Proton Therapy with Eddie Check today.
Yeah, we already had Jim Gorman on the program today sharing his story, and those are the ones that kind of hit close to home, especially whenever you have an opportunity to share a headset, kind of lock eyes with somebody who has had somebody who has survived prostate cancer, somebody who is encouraging so many people. We've heard the numbers, Will. 1 in 8. And unfortunately, 1 in 41 are going to end up passing away. So this is a time for you to end up getting ahead, getting the advantage you need, getting screened early, and getting to what would be a positive prostate cancer diagnosis and treating it, getting it knocked out. You can get all that information and more here at the Medic Regional Blood Center here in Farragut. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Lots to get into here on the program all the way up until 9 a.m. this morning here on the starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Medic.
Rivalry Thursday score, Loudon handled Gallenberg-Pibben 43-13 last night. Keaton Herrick threw for 6 touchdowns. Thursday night football, Ryan Succop joined a 36-yard field goal with only seconds remaining to propel the Buccaneers past the Cowboys 31-29. Tom Brady threw for 4 touchdowns in the win. Dak Prescott, 3 in defeat. Elsewhere around the league, the Steelers and outside linebacker T.J. Watt have agreed on a 4-year, $112 million extension. The deal has $80 million in full guarantees. And the Braves walked it off over the Nationals 7-6 last night in the bottom of the 10th inning. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. A Tennessee football practice report's coming up next right here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Yeah, well, 7:20 as we continue from the Medic Regional Blood Center in Farragut. It's Will West, Tyler Ivins. That music can only mean one thing. It's time for a fall practice report. Friday, getting you ready for tomorrow's noon kickoff between the Volunteers and the Panthers of Pittsburgh. Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studio has you covered. Morning, Kaner.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Tennessee will hold an accelerated walkthrough practice later this morning as part of the final tune-up before Pittsburgh tomorrow, noon on ESPN. The game will serve as part one of the Johnny Majors Classic, set to honor the late coach of both programs. Tennessee is 0-2 all times versus Pitt as the two teams squared off in 1980 and 1983. Jimmy Himes reported yesterday that Vols running back Tyon Evans is listed as doubtful for the game. Josh Heupel was noncommittal when asked of Evans' status during his Thursday press conference. Cooper Mays is listed as questionable with an ankle injury, and Heupel said they will evaluate the center again Saturday morning to see if he can go. Kickoff for Tennessee and Pittsburgh is tomorrow at noon. You can hear the game right here on the Sports Animal with Game Day All Day coverage beginning at 6 a.m. This Tennessee football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
All right, Kaner. So if Tyon Evans is to miss tomorrow's game, what's the backfield look like? You got something depth chart-wise?
Yeah, a whole lot of Jabari Small, and then you'll see a heavy dose of Jalen Wright. I think Tennessee wants to play multiple backs, of course, regardless of who's in the ball game. And Tennessee did that in the season opener against Bowling Green. Of course, I don't think you're going to run for over 300 yards. I don't think you're going to, you know, hand the ball off, what, almost 40 times in a game. But Jabari Small will be the lead back, of course, if Evans is to not go. And then you'll get to see Jalen Wright. Jalen Wright's a guy that is a true freshman. Again, we've talked about him on the program before. He didn't play his senior football season because of the COVID, extended it towards the spring, but he was already here on campus as an early enrollee. He had to wait around until the end of the third quarter to see his first carry in the ball game, and he didn't really look like himself, according to running backs coach Jerry Mack and really head coach Josh Heupel, saying that he's had a fantastic spring, a fantastic summer. He was a little anxious. He tried to look to bounce it outside a whole lot. He's got to be more patient. But Josh Heupel has, you know, spoken a lot of confidence in Jalen Wright this week and in weeks prior here in fall camp.
All right, so what has to go right for Tennessee to pull off the upset against Pittsburgh tomorrow?
I think Tennessee, I think a couple of things have to go right. I mean, of course, quarterback play's got to improve. We know that. That's where you start. Joe Milton cannot go 3 straight quarters completing, what, 1 to 2 passes. I mean, you've got to get better there. I think the receivers have got to help him out in that regard and be more physical off the line of scrimmage, gain separation. So, you know, Pittsburgh lost their 2 safeties. They returned 2 cornerbacks who, you know, are going to go up there and get in your face and say, hey, beat me, right? And Tennessee's wide receivers have got to get off the line and gain separation to give Joe Milton a chance. And so, you know, a couple of that, of course, you want to start with the run game as well. But, you know, defensively, you're going up against an experienced fifth-year starting quarterback in Kenny Pickett. You've got to have great communication in the back end. You've got to mix up your coverages and design and all that type of stuff and get a pass rush. It all starts with the pass rush. So simply the keys for Tennessee are, you know, the keys every single game, but more so, you know, it's more important this week because you're going up against an experienced quarterback and what a defense should be. You kind of getting after the passer and very experienced there as well.
So you've heard already this morning, Kaner, and throughout the last couple of months, I like Pittsburgh in this game, and I'll continue on that side of the ball. But who do you believe is the X factor for the Panthers tomorrow for them to pull off this win?
Yeah, I think it's Kroll, the tight end. A former Florida Gator. We've talked about him on this program this week as well. He's a big body guy. He's tall. He's about 250 pounds. He played in the season opener last year, but then had to go out with injury and pretty much missed the entire year. He led Pittsburgh in receiving with 5 receptions for 58 yards. And a touchdown in game number one against UMass. And he's a guy that I think Kenny Pickett's going to be really trying to target. And Pat Narduzzi really thinks the world of his tight end and says he could be an all ACC top player when it's all said and done. But you know, you have Jordan Addison, who was the ACC freshman of the year runner up last year, wide receiver. You've got, you know, Vincent Davis in the backfield, where you didn't have an identity running the football last year, but he's probably going to be the focal point in the 2-3, you know, running back system back there. But I really think Kroll, the tight end, is going to be a guy that Kenny Pickett looks for and looks for often. So whether that's Theo Jackson at the star position kind of guarding him, whether it's a linebacker helping out underneath, Tennessee will have to keep eyes on the Pittsburgh tight end tomorrow, because I do believe he could be an X factor for Pittsburgh on offense.
All right, so we both given our prediction on this one. What is your prediction for the Tennessee-Pitt game tomorrow, Kaner?
Yeah, my prediction, I'm going to go with Pitt here. I just think that they have too many things kind of working against Tennessee right now. You know what you have in quarterback for Pitt, okay? Tennessee, some questions on who might be available. Will Byron Young be available? Will of course, we had the report about Tyon Evans. Will he be available? What about Cooper Mays? If Cooper Mays is out, Tennessee has to reshuffle that offensive line. And just seeing what Pittsburgh does getting after the quarterbacks, that's kind of their MO on defense. We don't really know what Tennessee's MO is on defense because it's brand new and you can't really take anything away from the Bowling Green game. So, you know, for all those reasons and a couple more, I will take Pittsburgh. I think it might be, you know, a 6-7 point game. I think it'll be a close one. It'll be a good football game, but my prediction will be Pittsburgh for tomorrow.
All right, lots for us to get into coming up all before 9 a.m. this morning. And know that tomorrow morning, bright and early, Will, 6 a.m. is when game day all day is going to begin right here on 99.1, getting you ready for Tennessee, Pittsburgh. I know you and Bobby, I can't wait to find out what Bobby's thoughts are when you compare fifth-year senior Kenny Pickett going up against another week of Joe Milton. I'll tell you right now, besides punch him in the mouth, big fan of what he brings to the table.
That's
each
right.
And every time you guys do Football Digest together. I'll tell you right now, he might want to add a little something to it. I was just doing a little digging here. They've only played two previous times, Pittsburgh and Tennessee has. Tennessee in those games, both fell in those contests 30-6 back in 1980 and then fell 13-3 in 1983. The only touchdown Tennessee has ever scored in two games. You got to go back to that 80 game. It was a kickoff return by Willie Gault. So they haven't scored an offensive touchdown in two previous games against Pittsburgh.
You're a big fan of the wink, wink, nudge, nudge numbers. Pitt to it.
Tyler Ivins, at Tyler Ivins, same 10 characters, at Will West, WNML. Where can you find us? We're at the Medic Regional Blood Center in Farragut for the 17th annual. It's Eddie Check happening here. It's always a big time whenever Eddie Check's happening. And an opportunity for us to, once again, chat with, I'll tell you, anytime we get a chance to hang out with Jim Gorman, hear his story, man, I got to tell you, attention, all eyes put on him. Jim, man, thanks for sticking around a couple more hours with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. This is great.
Jim, you are a prostate cancer survivor, correct? Yep. And it was the PSA test and the early diagnosis of the prostate cancer that was able to help you be here right now, looking healthy, looking virile, you know, everything like that. But it was a PSA test that actually was able to, or detected early enough that the treatment options were great for you, right?
Yeah, just a simple blood test. So, you know, Kevin, who started Eddie Check, you know, his dad, he was on the football field in high school when he heard his dad died of prostate cancer, 18 years old. You know, that's just tough. So when we looked at the rate of prostate cancer deaths in Blount County was higher than Tennessee, and Tennessee was higher than the rest of the country.
Wow.
And so,
you
know, it was just, let's do something. You know, let's educate men, let's let them know. And, you know, when we started this back then, we had a lot of guys who had no idea what a prostate was.
Right.
They had no idea that they had one. We had a lot of women come up and ask if they could get their prostate check. And, you know, so it we've done a lot of education over the years, and we're hoping that will really pay off, you know, as far as early detection, more people getting treated.
I mean, you're educating me right now because I'm thinking about just how many millions of people will, because of the pandemic, missed out on getting their check last year, and this might be the time where they want to come in here, get educated, or get tested again, because again, early screening and early detection is so important when it comes to wanting to beat something like prostate cancer.
And with COVID and so many people not getting the screening, what that means, Jim, is that means tens of thousands of people have prostate cancer and are unaware right now, right?
Yep. And you know, it's a time when you can do it free. You know, it's beginning of football season every year. Just go in and get your Eddie checked.
And can you tell your story? Because men, we don't like to go to the doctor. We don't like to tell our stories. But yeah. Do you mind to tell your story just so people out there listening could know?
I just had a regular checkup. I was 42 years old, regular checkup. He said, you're young, but let's do a PSA test. And we'll get a baseline because you want to watch that. And if it starts to climb, then it's a problem. So he did, and it was high. And so they put me on antibiotics. It was still high. They put me on a serious round of antibiotics. It was still high. And so we did a biopsy, and there was cancer at 42.
Wow.
So, but I was able to, at that point, have surgery, and, you know, 20 years, and my PSA is below 0.1, and it has stayed there. So, you know, technically, insurance companies consider me cured.
That's fantastic. You know? Absolutely fantastic. And look, if you want to get your free PSA screening today, I did it during a commercial break last hour, Ivins, right?
It's
so fast. It's so remarkable. Easy. There was zero pain whatsoever. We're here at the Medic in Farragut, Medic in Knoxville on Ayler Avenue, Medic in Athens, Medic in Crossville, Lowe's in Alcoa, Books a Million in Oak Ridge, the Walmart in Morristown, Walmart in Halls, Walmart in Jacksboro, Walmart at Walker Springs. And we want to thank Provision Cares Proton Center for everything, because without Provision Cares, we couldn't make this happen. Provision Cares Proton Therapy, they are sponsoring Eddie Check this year, and they're an advocate for early detection. Proton Therapy is one of the most advanced cancer treatments in the world, and Provision is the only location offering Proton Therapy in East Tennessee. Look, it's up to 99% up to 99% success rate against prostate cancer here, and a prostate cancer diagnosis is determined, it's always a good idea to get a second opinion as well. Go to KnoxvilleProton.com to learn more about Proton Therapy. But Jim, I mean, you're a success story now because of that, because of this. I told you off the air, hey, buddy of mine's dad heard us talking about it, decided to swing by and get his PSA test. You know, a couple years ago, early detection, was able to get it taken care. You know, what I mean, able to get it taken care of. He is alive and with us today because of that. I was just mentioning that yesterday when we were on remote. One of the guys that were there at the bed store told us I had the same thing happen. I swung by Eddie Check and I went and got my PSA screening, found out early, and I'm going to be okay. Over and over again, that happens in East Tennessee because of this great event that you guys put on.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we put off going to the doctor. Something hurts, and we'll walk it off. You know, it'll get better. And this is just a quick, easy thing that you can do, and it's the thing to do to take care of your family, to take care of the people you love. You know, and women they need to get out and push the guys to do it. It's simple. It's easy. And why not check?
And it really is simple and easy and does not take a lot of time out of your day or anything like that. I mean, 5-10 minutes tops is what you're looking at to get your PSA screening.
Proton Therapy, 99%. You already brought up the 99% success rate. I wish there were a lot of things in the world today that brought a success rate of 99%. So there's a treatment out there if it is to come back positive. And the fact that Kevin and then so many of you guys out there and Jim, you guys were able to help make this doable each and every year for us. It's incredible. We can't thank you enough.
Oh yeah, we're happy to do it. We're excited, and we thank you guys because you know you guys are the ones talking to the men. I mean, you know, what do we love? We love sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate it.
Jim Gorman taking a few minutes out this morning to join us. Anything you missed from his chat, or if you need more details, we're going to put that up on the Facebook page as well, as we have those details already available now. That's at sportsradiownml.com for everything you need, scheduling as well as dates and locations all throughout today and time, so you can get your PSA checked as well as the blood drive happening ahead of tomorrow's game, a noon kickoff against Pittsburgh. Game day, all day coverage beginning at 6 a.m. here on your flagship station for the University of Tennessee. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Robbery Thursday score last night. Loudon handled Gallenberg Pittman by a score of 43-13. Keaton Herrig led the way with six touchdowns in the win. Thursday night football, the Buccaneers came back and defeated the Dallas Cowboys 31-28. Tom Brady, four touchdowns in the win. Dak Prescott, three touchdowns in defeat. On the diamond, the Atlanta Braves battle back to take down the Washington Nationals 7-6. A walk-off single by Jock Peterson in the bottom of the 10th inning won the game. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. 740, Pete Michael Traffic's coming up next. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
31-29 against the Dallas Cowboys. Again, your home for NFL action throughout the season. You'll be able to find it right here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Tyler, Will, Medic Regional Blood Center in Farragut's where you can find us for the 17th annual Eddie Check. And I'll tell you right now, Will West, last night I knew we were going to have ourselves at least competitive football that count towards the standings. I didn't think they were actually going to give us a little bit of extra, which was Dallas. Dak looks healthy. A lot of people
that
questioned.
Good.
Did take a snap of the preseason. But he did take a snap of the preseason. How's he going to look?
42-58. No, we're watching Tuesday. Dude. You and I are sitting in the studio Tuesday, and we're watching Get Up. And there's questions about what Dak Prescott's availability for week one.
How will Dak's ankle hold up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know how Dak held up? 58 pass attempts. There were 108 pass attempts in that game last night. That's new school football. Give me all of that. All of it.
As a fantasy football owner of Dak Prescott, Tyler Lykke last night.
There you go.
And Tyler Lykke a lot of what he was doing last night. All right, let's get right to it, though. Between Brady and Prescott, they combined to go, Will, listen to these numbers. They went 74 for 108, seven touchdowns, three interceptions. Dude, if this is what the offense is in store for the other 30 teams in the NFL this year, this is going to be exciting 102nd season of football in the NFL.
Hey, look, and they have given us fantastic matchups for this weekend. I mean, fantastic made-for-TV matchups. Chiefs against the Browns. Take that all day. Pittsburgh against the Bills. Take that all day. I like the Titans Cardinals.
I was about to say, if you give some love to them, because Arizona Tennessee's huge.
It's going to be a ton of points in that Titans Cardinals game. We don't need to talk about our teams, but other teams out there get to watch entertaining football while New York fans get their week.
And one of us is actually paying to go watch and get their butt kicked.
Look, it's here. How do you feel about the Titans? Noted Titans apologist Eric Kane, Ryan Tannehill superfan Eric Kane. How do you feel about the Titans this year? I've told you off the air a couple times, and I've said it earlier on the show today. I have been told by people around the Titans team that Ryan Tannehill has been a completely different level. He was a vocal leader in the past. He is both a task leader and a vocal leader right now.
It's hard not to like what Tennessee's makeup is. I think you got better on offense, of course. You're the offensive line, you're trying to figure that out, but you go out and get Julio Jones, you hope that he can stay healthy. AJ Brown's a rising star in the league. You have Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill, so you like the makeup offensively. Defensively, you went out and made some additions as well, and we'll have to see. I mean, it's the way I look at it defensively for Tennessee. The Titans, that is. I mean, it's hard to be worse than what you were last year, right? Historically bad on third downs last year. And you still, you know, won the division and went to the playoffs. And so you're going to get it from offense. I mean, even if Derrick Henry lets up a little bit, I mean, I don't think he's going to rush for 2,000 yards again this year. But I think Ryan Tannehill is good enough with the weapons around him to be solid. And so I like Tennessee in this division. And I think Tennessee has a chance to win a lot of football games this year.
I mean, you're going to have a pretty good idea how Tennessee's going to fare this year right out of the gate. Home to Arizona before they go up to Seattle. Indy week three is going to be that test right out of the gate division-wise. Yep. You're going to get wins against New York and Jacksonville. But then there's that stretch, Will. If you don't pile wins that first month of September, you creep into October where you have, wait for it, Buffalo, Kansas City. You're already rematch on the road with Indianapolis.
And it's at Indy that time.
And then you go to L.A. to take on Matt Stafford and that sexy Sean McVay offense.
Tennessee teams in tough Octobers, right? They get in the ball schedule.
You got 31 days of just pain. So, Eric Kane, get your 3-1 September in, because if not, you'd hate to see the Titans behind the eight ball once they get out of the month of
October. First place schedule, man. That's what happens to you, right?
That's what happens year in and year out. And, hey, Kaner, this is not me putting any reverse voodoo, but Will asked a question as he has throughout the offseason and this morning. Derrick Henry's going to slow down eventually, right? You can't just rely on him to carry you to the finish line through now 17 games in 2021.
No, I mean, I don't think, like I said, I don't think he's going to run for 2,000 yards. I mean, I don't think he's going to lead the league in rushing every year like he has the last 2 years. But I think Ryan Tannehill is good enough to win football games with the weapons around him. And even if you have Derrick Henry in the backfield, that makes Ryan Tannehill that much better. So, I mean, yeah, I fully expect Derrick Henry to slow down at some point. But I think Tennessee's in position to be okay when that does happen.
I want to ask you about two teams, because I keep seeing as everybody's putting out their Super Bowl predictions. I saw Will Brinson I like a lot, but he picked San Francisco to win the Super Bowl this year.
What's wrong with that?
And Trey Lance to be the Super Bowl MVP.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's a rookie quarterback, and that doesn't happen ever. And
yeah,
San Francisco,
right,
at best, is the third best team in that division, and they just lost a really great defensive coordinator.
Trey Lance, that's a little stretch.
Yeah.
That's a little much. But San Francisco winning the Super Bowl?
You don't think that's a bit that big of a stretch?
If they win their division, who's going to stop them in the NFC? I mean, I get it, Tampa Bay, Green Bay. But if you trust San Francisco to already have the players to get you out of a West that includes Arizona, L.A., and Seattle, I would say they might have the players to be able to go to either Green Bay or Tampa Bay and get a W there as well.
I've also seen about a half dozen ESPN personalities put New England in their top five of power rankings.
That's nuts. The whole league? I put them top five in the AFC, maybe, if you don't think they're better than a North team or the Titans, but New England with Mac Jones, top five in all the NFL?
I think maybe wild card. Maybe wild card's where I'm at. If you'd said right now, put the win total at 8.5, I'll take the under.
Yeah, that hook scares me. I'd take the under as well.
I just think that's an 8-9 team this year.
Look, to me, I can't believe I'm saying this, but they're in a division where Buffalo's just going to run roughshod over touch.
The Jets are going to be better. The Dolphins are going to be good, at least. The Dolphins are going to hit folks. Tua seems to be way dialed in on what's going on here now after kind of learning his lesson about not knowing the playbook. I love that Mac Jones is out there teaching veterans the playbook. That was cool. Like to hear, and I like his chances of doing the work that it's going to take for him to make it as an NFL player. But he is a rookie. They did overpay for injury-prone tight ends this offseason, and that defense is going to be really, really good.
You hold your tongue about Hunter Henry on my fantasy team.
Yeah, but the two teams I'm not buying this year that everyone's selling us, the Patriots, Washington football team. I am not buying Washington.
What did Ryan Fitzpatrick ever
do
to you?
He's just not good. He's never thrown for 4,000 yards.
Kaner, you and I don't ever tag each other in on the same side of the wrestling ring, dude. You and I are going to have to 2-on-1 Will West here.
People want Ryan Fitzpatrick to be great. He's not. He's not bad at all. You can do a lot worse than Ryan Fitzpatrick. I also think that I have seen enough of Ron Rivera is an amazing defensive coach, an amazing motivator, an amazing organizational leader. But his offenses are always trash. And now you're going to have...
Would you have a defense that good? You don't have
Ryan
to be better than mediocre.
It's there. I'm afraid he's going to get that guy killed. And the guy's like my age out there.
I've never looked at Ryan Fitzpatrick as great ever in my life. I just, you know, he's been a placeholder his last, what, 7-8 stops?
He just wins.
Yeah. And I mean, he gives you a chance to win.
How does he keep getting jobs?
Because, I mean, he's an experienced guy. He can go out there and win you football games and mentor young guys in the process. And, I mean, that's his role.
Right. And you have a locked-down defense like Washington football team. What's wrong with that?
But they don't have the young guy. That's the thing, is they don't have the young guy for him to mentor there in Washington. He's the guy. And the last time he was the guy and he was good was 5 years ago.
But, I mean, he's not
and
the future, though, right?
I hope he does well. He is absolutely not the first.
Yeah.
So he's a placeholder, and honestly, I think Dallas is going to be good. Like I watching Dallas last night, that's going to be a good football team. So the idea that they're going to win the Super Bowl, as Greenberg said, or that they're going to win that division, like I am not buying that even a little bit right now. It's a trash division. There's that, but I still am just not. I don't think they're close to the level Dallas is right now.
Do you want to play the game? Because we're giving you that opportunity to score on the other side to kick off hour number three of the program. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. It's the game. It's M. Lilly. We spin the game wheel. 60 final minutes on the way from TSL from the Medic Regional Blood Center in Farragut for the 17th annual Eddie Check. 99.1, the Sports Animal.